former conservative Senate leader is the latest conservative to express concerns about where Pierre Poilievre would lead the party should he become the conservative leader. Marjorie LeBreton, who led the conservative Senate caucus for Stephen Harper's government, says she's very concerned that Poilievre could be fracturing the conservatives beyond repair. Paramount among her concerns about Poilievre is his willingness to embrace the organizers of the illegal blockade that paralyzed downtown Ottawa last February. LeBreton's message to Poilievre is clear. An illegal blockade is an illegal blockade. You can't condemn a blockade of a rail line by Indigenous protesters and then support a blockade by the insurrectionists who invaded Ottawa. Now, Breton, by the way, was not the only Conservative to castigate the party this weekend. MP Michelle Rempel-Garner, who considered running to be leader of the Alberta UCP party, gave a scathing assessment of the Alberta party, but also of the federal Conservatives, where she claims that both caucuses have been guilty of nearly missed physical fights, coups, smear jobs, and meetings where members have been subjected to hours of public castigation, to name but a few of her complaints. Interim leader Candace Bergen, of course, denies the claims, but Rempel-Gardner's assertions and LeBreton's concerns add more fuel to the fire that seem to be imploding the Conservatives. Not a good look for a party that wants to present itself as a government in waiting. I'm Bill Kelly.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.